Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 9-10, A September 11 Story, by Nora Raleigh Baskin, narrated by Piper Goodeve. Everyone will mention the same thing, and if they don't, when you ask them, they will remember. It was a perfect day. More than 8 million people lived in New York City that year. So, of course, not everyone's day started perfectly. There was excitement and pain, anxiety and boredom, love and loneliness, anger and joy. But everyone who looked up that morning must have marveled, whether noting it out loud or not. What a perfect day. The sky was robin's egg blue. There were one or two fluffy, almost decorative clouds. It was late summer warm, so the air was still and clear. Not the least bit humid. Warm the exact way you would set the temperature of the earth, if you could. Clear with just enough breeze so you knew you were outside, breathing fresh air. People would remember that day with all sorts of adjectives: serene, lovely, cheerful, invigorating, peaceful, quiet, astounding, crystalline, blue. Perfect. Until 8:46 a.m., when the first plane struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center, and nothing would ever be the same again. But that has not happened yet. 9-9. September 9, 2001, 7:46 a.m., Central Standard Time. O'Hare International Airport.